Avodah Zohar Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis, Amad Beis. It's the last line of the page, Rabbi Yirmiya, Boy, Koim Rabbi Zeira. But before we do that, we have a gift that adds a question and an answer. And it should be like this. Amahu Lismoich Boy Esamita. May one support the legs of a bed with Hadrian pottery. Rabbi Lazar Amar Mata, Muta, Rabbi Yochan Amar Asa. Rabbi Lazar permits it, and Rabbi Yochan prohibits it. So now it's our gift. Rabbi Yirmiya, Boy, Koim Rabbi Zeira. Ahein Beged Tanin and Hacha, Mao Vikpid. Lekivle, Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira a question. The Mishnah Maseches Ola teaches that if a garment was dyed with Ola shells, it must be burnt because one may not derive benefit from it. But one may support a bed with a garment dyed with Ola shells because one is benefiting from the item itself rather than from the dye. Rabbi Zeira was upset with the question that was based on comparing it to Hadrian pottery. Amale, Afilu Kamandama Taman Muta, Vacha Asa, Taman Ein Esura Nika, Bramhacha Esura Nika. Rabbi Yirmiya said to Rabbi Zeira, even according to the one who said that it's permitted over there, it's still prohibited over here. There, the prohibited wine absorbed into the Hadrian pottery and is not visible, but over here the prohibited colouring of the shell of the Ola shells is visible. I mean, I'll skip the next sentence because that was placed earlier by the Pnei Moshe. And we continue with the Oros Levuvin. Oros Levuvin, the Mishnah taught earlier that it's prohibited to derive benefit from animal skins that are pierced at the heart. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that when the hole is round, it's prohibited, but when it's a straight line, it's permitted. Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rav, halacha k'v Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Rav, said that halacha follows with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Kesed u'oise, koira ad shehi, b'chayim, u'moitzi libba, la'avoy d'zor. What do the idolaters actually do? They remove the heart with its skin from the animal while it was still alive, as a form of slaughtering for the idol. Kesed u'yodea, how is it known whether the heart was removed before or after the animal's death? Ravuna answers that when they tear the skin when it's alive, the edge of the skin around the hole shrinks and the hole remains circular. If it's done after death, the hole becomes extended. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says the difference of round and extended does not depend on when the heart was removed. Rather, for idolatry, they always make a circular hole, not a straight tear. Also, as soon as they begin to tear the skin while the animal is alive, it becomes prohibited as Tarkovis, a gift to Avodah Zorah. And from that we see that if a person slaughtered an animal for idolatry, even if he only cut a small amount for this purpose, it's prohibited as Tarkovis. And even though usually a living thing does not become prohibited because of idolatry, here it does. And the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Kiva says that if meat was brought to a temple of idolatry, it's permitted. Rabbi Bechia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, it's unlike Rabbi Lezer, who said that an idolater is assumed to always be slaughtering for idolatry. And Rabbi Kiva also taught on the Mishnah that if the meat is being taken out of the temple of idolatry, it's prohibited, because it's already been presented as a gift to the idol. Ravina b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, b'shehachnisoi lefnim min hakankelin, aber lo yechnisoi lefnim min hakankelin, af ha-yotze mutter b'avodah zoh sheyesh lo kinkelin, aber b'avodah she'ein lo kinkelin, kol ha-bayis yudun l'shem kinkelin. Ravina, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, saying, it's prohibited specifically when the meat had been brought within the curtains of the inner sanctuary of the idol, but if not, it's not considered to be takovis. Ha-hochin b'talfus, the Mishnah also taught that it's prohibited to do business with those going to a temple of idolatry, but it's permitted with those who are returning. Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the R text uses the word Taufus as temple of idolatry, but the correct text is Taubus, understanding it as Turibus, meaning a mountain on a base, that they take a large idol to a small idol and mount the large on top of the small. Istana Taufus, Mandama Taufus, Trafim, Mandama Taubus, Turibum. One Bryce teaches the word Taufus, and one teaches Taubus. The one that taught Taufus explains it as Terafim, which means idols, and the one that taught Taubus explains it as sinners, and Terivim, which means makes fights.